There is no bereavement like the grief of parents who attend the funeral of their child. Nature designs the succession of generations so that children must bury their parents, not the other way around, or so we are led to assume. But the mystery of who dies when is not subject to our mortal assumptions, much less our personal control. It's an agonizing lesson that in 1989 was visited upon the family of Bob Lewis, an engineer, father of four, and regular churchgoer living in South Minneapolis.
Our son Daniel was 19 years old, almost 20, and he was in an automobile accident. He did not die right away. He had massive head injuries, and so he went to the hospital. I was out of town. Chris was here. So finally, he was unidentified initially, and someone got a hold of Chris, and she came in and had to identify him.
He was an extremely loving person, very courageous, had rescued a dog from a lab who was suffering greatly, had many, many people who considered him to be their best friend from many different types of lives. And when I saw that ending, it was unbelievable.
Daniel's mother, Chris Lewis.
He was on life support, so his heart continued to beat. And the last time we ever saw him, he was as pink and warm as you or I, but he was gone. And if I can read a little bit about that morning, he had been declared brain dead about 8 p.m. on one night, and then we stayed with him through the night. And this is about that next day. The vigil is over. The night was so long. Everyone is so exhausted. The nurse has come and told us, softly but with certainty, that our time with his warm but brain-dead body is done. We surrender our perfect family memories to the past.
Daniel Lewis became an organ donor at death, a fact which gave his parents a way to see at least some light in the dark tunnel of their grief. But they were shaken to the core and utterly devastated by the accident which claimed his life.
It's a terrible loss. I mean, on a scale from 1 to 10, it's about a 200. You know, it's the worst thing that can happen, I think, to a family, to parents. There's a writer that talks about the loss of the assumptive world. And we assume in our United States now or today that pretty much everything will be okay, that medical magic will work its thing and our son will not die. And that didn't work for us. And it's a big change to all those things you believe, and affects your whole life.
And of course, a car accident is such an abrupt event. No warning, no preparation.
That's an interesting thing. Sometimes we talk about the difference between people who knew that their child was going to die. They were very sick. They were in the hospital or in intensive care, and then the people where it was an accidental death. And I don't think it matters. And the reason for that is I don't think you believe your child is going to die until it happens. So even if you had all this time to prepare for it, you cannot believe that's going to happen.